for another episode. Yeah, one more. Here we go.
Embrace the silence.
Assumptions about
sports.
Feel free to play the George Carlin football or baseball video. It explains a lot of the BS behind sports. And so we begin. Being a 6'3" tall man with big hands, large shoes, and an attitude that just seems to confuse people I meet, I have had to deal with so many stereotypical assumptions throughout my life. At family reunions on my mom's side, I have been and will always be the short one, as most of the men in my family exceed 6'4", and a few even stand taller than 7 feet. Even my own baby brother is 6'4". Sports, and why I hate them. When I was a child, I would wake up every morning before school, early enough to wolf down some over-sugared cereal and watch my favorite cartoons. Scooby-Doo, The Flip Side, Dungeon Master, He-Man, and of course Transformers. My mom, my brother, my sister, and I, we all lived in my granny's basement. Yeah, I said granny, grandmother, whatever. In her basement at the time. And we shared the house with our grandparents and my mom's older bro, Uncle Bob. Anyway, Uncle Bob, being the first male born to the grandparents, even though technically he's the second child, he was the first male, and as traditional families go, he gets everything. Thus, he was the inheritor of everything in the house, including all of the televisions which he personally bought for the household. So he owned everything. Now, having never had a true father figure in my life, I had no one with whom I would ever learn to enjoy, to take part in, or even to watch sports of any kind. Every morning, during Scooby-Doo, Uncle Bob would come out from his room and do stretches, he'd do exercises, touch his toes, all that, you know, right in the center of the living room. This forced me and my siblings to sit directly in front of the television, a mere 12 inches or so away from the screen. And of course, this eventually led to my needing corrective lenses, as I had ruined my vision by constantly sitting too close to the TV. To this day, I am still nearsighted and astigmatism in one of them. Don't remember which one. Well, on most occasions, Uncle Bob would simply wait until after his exercises to take over the almighty television and change the channels. There were countless other instances when he immediately changed the channel right in the middle of our cartoons! So, that's the setup. Here's the clincher. Since the television was bought and paid for by Uncle Bob, he was the god of the TV. Every time he changed the channel, right in the middle of Scooby-Doo, he would turn on sports. I'm talking about tennis, or golf, or bowling, or football. Can you imagine the sheer rage and tantrums I went into right as Fred was about to pull the mask off the monster and Uncle Bob suddenly switched to some guy whispering into a microphone as some other guy held a long stick with which he tried to slap a 2-inch ball across a half mile in order to land in a 4-inch hole. Golf. Whispering on a tarmac with no one around to be disturbed by talking loudly, especially when you're nowhere within earshot. And there are no speakers on the golf course, so they whisper into the microphone, which makes no sense! Thus, we arrive at the core of all hatred I have towards sporting events, sports broadcasting, and people who quote statistics like they were presenting information more valuable than gold. I grew to hate golf, bowling, tennis, and especially football, which seemed to be on all the time when I got home from school. Uncle Bob seemed to take no interest in teaching me or my siblings the rules of the game, or how it could entertain us, or anyone for that matter. Our PE teachers at school all assumed that every student had complete knowledge.